The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane here. So last hour I mentioned I'm not going to be here next week, and David said you're gone again. Say the same thing about Rose Gray. She's gone again, and we have Andrea here with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
So she's in Alaska.
Again.
And then she's gone again and again and again.
Like her schedule,
her life is crazy.
Yeah, her schedule this year has just been crazy, but she has a lot of lost trips to make up for from the last 2 years. So she's really, really excited. She might be a little tired, but she'll be really excited when she gets back. And I can't wait to hear how this one went, because she is sailing in Alaska with Regent.
Okay.
It's a very high-end luxury cruise line. She's never sailed with Regent before, so I'm sure she's scoping everything out and getting all of the good details, and I can't wait to hear how it all went when she gets back.
Awesome. So tell a little bit about what you do with Fox World Travel.
So I have a slightly new role these days. I am the director of sales and operations for our vacation travel team. So I oversee our 7 physical branch locations, as well as our destinations weddings team, which is virtual, but they kind of meet with wedding couples all over the U.S. So I just, again, yeah, monitor sales, service levels, make sure everything is running smoothly in the vacation world at Fox.
Is that all you do?
It's I have
can
a lot of things
more
that I
to
do.
Your plate that they just, hey, you're promoted again. Here's something else you can take.
No, it's great. I absolutely love working at Fox. I love this role. Even though I do kind of the behind the scenes side of things now, I still get to have a good working relationship with our frontline travel advisors and get to help them, you know, train and learn and do kind of all the fun things. This whole last week, I was actually in Oshkosh with our brand new vacation travel training program team that we have. This is our second one that we've done. So we have 6 brand new to industry advisors that have an intense passion for travel and didn't have a good kind of outlet to get into the travel industry.
Right.
So this is a good 8-week program that we offer for people that just have that passion and want to get into it and really learn the ins and the outs. So I got to spend the whole first week with them and do training and talk all things travel, which is just so much fun. I couldn't ask for a better
job. Just excited new people who are
yes.
like, yeah, let's go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. So anything big news-wise in the travel world that we need to know about from this past week?
So I know Rose was on last week, and then the 2 weeks prior to that I was on, and I got to be the one to announce the exciting news about the Apple sale, the Apple July sale that we have every year. And that ended last week, Friday, and we had record numbers of clients that were
nice.
Looking to get somewhere. So again, this was an early booking sale. I know it's hard to think about cold weather when it's going to be 100 today, but it is coming. And we are seeing prices just drastically increasing every single day, availability becoming less and less. So we are encouraging everybody, if you haven't been able to travel the last couple of years, or you are somebody that likes to always do a warm weather getaway, you know, Christmas through Easter when it's cold here, definitely be reaching out to one of our travel advisors. Getting in early is absolutely key this year. It will availability as anyone that does any sort of traveling has seen is not great. And again, pricing will definitely keep going up as the availability becomes less and less. So I'm just always encouraging everybody, get in sooner than later. Start planning. Talk with our advisors, have that consultative conversation with them, and really let them know what you're looking for, so they can help make sure that they're getting you all the options that you want, and you have more to choose from, so you're not stuck, you know, having to do something that maybe not be your first option or first interest. So
great
always
advice.
Encouraging that.
Great advice.
And yeah, so even though the Apple sale has ended, we do still have all sorts of partners that we work with, all sorts of promotions that are going on. So again, it's hard to think warm weather these days. A warm weather vacation these days, but earlier the better. We always have availability for that. We do also have a upcoming travel show that I'm really, really excited about. On August 31st, we are doing a virtual event, and we are talking all things 2023 European river cruises. We have three that we are doing in 2023 with our good partners at Avalon Waterways. So we will have a representative from Avalon. Rose will be on that show, and just talking all things about the three that we have, which is the legendary Danube and Prague, Burgundy and Provence, and then the Amsterdam and Romantic Rhine. And those are in June, August, and October of 2023. So if river cruising is something you have on your agenda or something that's upcoming that you may be interested in 2023, please join us for that. You can register on our website, foxworldtravel.com. Under the resources tab, there is a vacation travel shows and events page. You can click on that, register right online, or you can call any one of our offices from 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. The phone number is 866-GO-FOX-GO, and we can help register you as well. It's from 6 to 7, so we try and cram as much as we can in an hour, right, but get you all things that you need to know about European river cruising.
All right, great way to kick off the show. Lots to talk about today. Get your calls in on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line at 855-616-1620. Andrea, when we come back, we're going to talk to Andrea in Brookfield. So hang on. Hopefully she can make it through the break, and we'll get to her question next. It's a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Every Saturday from 9 to 10, we talk travel. Today, in for Rose Gray is Andrea Pratarelli. And when you're done here at 10 o'clock, you can go over to the State Fair and get a free ride on the big slide.
Oh, I'm there.
Thanks to UW Milwaukee. Yeah. That's my travel plan for the day. No, I'm actually going to Partyville, Wisconsin. Have you ever been there?
I have been to Partyville.
You have? I have not. So friends of ours moved up there, so we're going to go hit the lake and hang out.
Cool.
So it should be fun. All right, 866 or 855-616-1620 is the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line. Andrea, we're going to talk to Andrea out in Brookfield. Good morning. What's your question?
Hi, Andrea. We're interested in traveling on the Danube, doing a river cruise. We especially want to see Budapest and Vienna and Prague. How do you choose a particular cruise line, and are there some that are smaller than others, and also some that have more activities that would be more active, bicycling or hiking into those towns?
Sure, that's a great question. I did a Danube River cruise a couple years ago, and it still is one of my favorite trips. It actually might be my favorite trip that I've ever done. So the itineraries can do a couple different things, but most of the time you're going to find kind of what you said, Budapest to Prague, Budapest to Munich, something along those lines. I did Budapest to Munich and then a Prague extension on the end for two nights, and that was the best way that I could have possibly have seen it. There are lots of river cruise companies out there. The two that we sell the most of and that we typically often recommend are Uniworld and Avalon. There's several differences. Uniworld tends to be considered more all-inclusive. All of your drinks are included, all of your meals are included, and then an excursion each day. Avalon has most of those things included, but may not have quite all of your drinks included. Usually it's like beer and wine with lunch and dinner. So that can make a difference. Mm-hmm. The type of ship can make a difference. Is it a panorama suite where you have, like the full floor to ceiling windows in your rooms? Is it an active cruise? If you are somebody that is a little more active and you're looking kind of for like those bikes and hiking and things like that along the way, Avalon might be a really great place to start. They have specific itineraries that are considered like their active cruises. And so they do tend to cater a little bit more towards a younger audience, and they have onboard bikes that you can take out at any given time. And there was one point when we were sailing through the Waikau Valley that you could either stay on the ship and sail, or you could take the bike and bike alongside the ship, which was actually very cool. So there's a lot of good ways. Price point can certainly make a difference. There are some that are less expensive than others, so that can help. But for the most part, the itineraries will look pretty similar. And between Uniworld, Avalon, Viking, AMA, they all have similar excursions that you can choose from when you're in port. But I would really look for, if there's specific dates, again, price point, if it's something that is like an active cruise or not, that would really, really help. But we have several river cruise specialists, and the Danube does tend to be one of our most popular itineraries just because it's a good first time option for people who have never river cruised before. So definitely give us a call or go on our website and you can send in a general inquiry and just kind of let them know what you're looking for. And then we can get you in with a specialist that knows that area, knows those companies, and kind of help you filter it down, because I know there are a lot of options.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for that. I'll do that, Andrea.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really excited to hear if you get on and call us back if you do, because that is, again, one of my favorite itineraries, and I love that part of the world.
All right. Go Fox Go. 866-GO-FOX-GO
is the phone number.
And foxworldtravel.com, the website. You can enter a little form there, too, and somebody will get in touch with you. Very easy to do that. AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. A question here says, we will be arriving one day before our tour starts in Lima, Peru. Just wondering if you have any suggestions for day trips in Lima.
Yeah, that's a great area. And there are several different areas and things to do that are within driving distance, so you could do it within a day. I've never been to that area, but I have had several travelers who have done the Palomino Islands. That's a pretty easy drive. It's a group of islands that there used to be pirates, and there's some old fishing boats and prisons and stuff over there. So it's very cool. Lots of birds and things that you can see. I think there's whitewater rafting that's within like a 2-hour drive there. There's the, I'm probably going to butcher these words, but the Ballestas Islands. There's another one that have like little penguins and kind of like the Galapagos of Peru. So there's definitely some very cool things. Again, we have kind of what Dayton mentioned earlier. We do have specialists in that area. So you can always visit our website, foxworldtravel.com. Under the vacation travel tab, you can do find a travel advisor. You can filter it out by destination and look through all of our online bios and see if there's one particular advisor you'd like to work with, or you can just send a general inquiry. And then we have a team that monitors those and they can get those over to the right advisors who specialize in the area that you're looking for, and really give you some good suggestions.
It is the Fox World Travel Show. More of your calls and texts coming up next. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. Thanks for listening to WTMJ this morning.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Going to be a hot one today already. 83 degrees. The sun is shining. It's humid. We're going to feel a heat index of 100 by this afternoon, so be ready for that. Dayton Kane here in for Rose Gray is Andrea Pratarelli from Fox World Travel, answering your questions on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line at 855-616-1620. Text here says, I'm going to sign up for the virtual travel show about the river cruises, but would like to hear from you about the Rhine River cruise. Is there anything exciting that you could sell me on?
Sure. Yeah. As I mentioned with Andrea, the last caller, typically the Danube and the Rhine tend to be the best options for first-time river cruisers. They hit the most countries. They're the easiest to get in and out. They have the most inclusions. So I'm a big fan of either of those options. With the Rhine, a lot of the times you're either starting or ending in Germany or Switzerland, and then you usually can see France along the way. So you're doing something like Amsterdam to Basel or Frankfurt to Basel, Switzerland, something along those lines. So you're seeing a lot of Strasbourg in France. There's a lot of castles. Lots of our itineraries have something to do with castles along the Rhine or Christmas time on the Rhine. So there's a lot of cool things that you can see there. You're, in a lot of the cases, you're also hitting the Netherlands if you can use the Amsterdam version instead. So I love Amsterdam. I love Switzerland. Lots of times it allows you to do pre or post in either Amsterdam or Basel, which is really easy to get in and out of. If you're looking, if April is an option, you could do tulip time, you know, and hit Amsterdam along that way too. There's, if you're in Germany, if you're a beer enthusiast, you can, you know, do that while you're in Germany. So yeah, there's a lot of very cool things to do and options if you're doing the Rhine. I love that itinerary. A lot of different versions of it. But again, most of our partners, Avalon, Uniworld, AMA, Viking, they all offer multiple itineraries on all of those. So yeah, we can definitely help work with you to find an itinerary and a date that works for you. And again, we can offer pre and post nights. Our good friends Avalon partner with us and our relationship with them to offer free pre and post on some of our itineraries. So that's a huge selling feature for us with Avalon. But like you said, definitely sign up for that travel show. They'll talk definitely about the Rhine and give you some more in-depth information on what you could expect on a Rhine River cruise.
855-616-1620, the phone number to get a hold of us. Let's go to Darren in Waukesha. Good morning, Darren. What's your question?
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Good.
So I have a quick question. I am kind of struggling here. It's Myrtle Beach. I'm actually going there with a travel baseball team, and I'm looking for popular hotels there. Do you guys have any input on that?
Yeah, that's hard to say because there's lots to choose from. So it kind of depends on, where you need to be, availability, price point, what you kind of want in your accommodations. Do you need a pool? Do you need a workout facility? Things like that. Uh-huh. So in a case like that, when it's something like, I think a couple weeks ago we had a caller about Chicago and Myrtle Beach, there's just too many options, I guess, to kind of pick one or two. So I would definitely... Uh-huh. Kind of take our suggestion of either calling in when we're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 or sending in one of those virtual travel requests. And then we can get that over to somebody and then they can work with you to find out, like, they'll use your specific dates, use your specific requirements. And again, what you need in accommodation, what your potential price point might be, and then really narrow those down for you, give you a couple options, let you look through and kind of see what's going to work best for you.
As far as like, because it's, 10 families, it's difficult to accommodate all of them. So if it's best to do hotel blocks, or I know a lot of people want to stay on the beach. So if there's sections of like houses right next to each other, you guys would be able to help us find that as well.
Typically with home rentals, we can't really get involved just because there's a contract between you and the homeowner. So with like Airbnbs or Verbos, things like that, we typically can't get involved in that. But if you have a fairly larger group, we can sometimes coordinate group blocks at hotels. So if everybody wanted to be in the same area or at the same hotel, we could certainly look into that option for you as well.
Awesome. Thank you very much for your help.
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds like a fun trip for you guys.
Thanks, Darren. Have a great weekend. I miss the baseball days. We used to do that with my son and travel all over the place and do the baseball games and hang out. And a lot of water parks involved in those days as well. So this is a Fox World Travel Show. You can look them up at foxworldtravel.com. Lots of information. Great website. Lots of resources there for you. And, of course, that contact page we keep talking about where you can send in information about what you want. And then on Monday or Tuesday, somebody will reach back to you and get that process started with you. Taking your calls on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line at 855-616-1620. Hopefully, John can hang on through the break, but now we have to do a break with the WTMJ Breaking News Center. That was a lot of breaks. Let's go over to Jasper Appleton. Good morning, Jasper.
Good morning, Dayton.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Good morning, 9:34. Dayton Kane here. In for Rose is Andrea Pratarelli. We're answering your questions and talking travel. Love it. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Let's go to John in Tosa. Thanks for hanging on the line, John. What's your question?
Hey, I'm planning a trip to Italy in spring, and we're going to be in Rome and plan on going to the Vatican for a day. I'm wondering about tours through the Vatican. We want to sign up to do a tour instead of trying to figure out where we're walking around on our own. Is there any better tour group? Kind of the reviews that you get of all the tour groups, it all seems like it depends on who your tour guide is, if it's a good or a bad tour. And is that the right way to do this? And what about how much of the tours are outside versus inside, where you might have to worry about weather? And how much in advance do I need to sign up for a tour? Can I do it the day of, or is it better to do it months in advance?
Yeah, those are great questions. I'll kind of start backwards with your questions. I would say earlier the better. You can absolutely just show up and go to the Vatican if you want, but the queues or the lines to get in, I'm not even joking when I say this, can be up to 2 miles long.
Jeez.
It is ridiculous. So getting a tour ahead of time, the two keys for me when you're looking at tours is, one, that it's got skip the line included in it, to make sure that you're getting something that has skipped the line, so you're not having to wait in that queue, that you can just walk right up, have a meeting spot, find your guide, and then they will walk you in the Vatican. So that is key. The other thing that I've done while I was there that I think is incredibly important is having something that includes the Bramante staircase. I won't go into all the detail about what it is. It's very cool, and it's kind of like a behind the scenes tour that very few people get to see. And to me, when I did my Vatican tour, that made the whole tour for me, was getting to see that Bramante staircase that most people don't actually get to see. So that's something that I would look for as well. Your tour guide can absolutely make a difference. I did it twice. One, I had a tour guide that was so amazing, spoke incredible English, was so knowledgeable. The second time, he was great, but it was very difficult to understand this person. So unfortunately, you don't really get to pick your tour guide ahead of time, but there are a lot of tour companies out there. The one that I did both times was with Take Walks, TakeWalks, walks.com. I signed up with them, but yep. Otherwise, if you want some additional suggestions, because there's a lot out there, always reach out to one of our travel advisors. We can help with just tour only. If you already have the travel components taken care of, we'd be happy to help with that too. But yeah, start with TakeWalks.com. Yeah. See if that's something that there's in there. But yeah, look for Skip the Line. Don't wing it. And if you can find one that includes that Bramante staircase, great.
Okay.
Skip the Line is huge. And I would say probably like 10%, 15% of the tour usually is outdoors. You have to kind of walk outside to get from one building to the next building. So it's not a huge amount. So if the weather wasn't great.
That's not a big deal then.
Right. Yeah, I would not let that be a major concern for you.
I was wondering how much of that.
Okay. Yeah.
Sounds great. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. You're
welcome.
Enjoy
the trip, John. Thanks for calling in. 855-616-1620, the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Let's go to Barb in Jackson. Good morning, Barb.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. I figured this was you, Mom. Thanks for listening to the show. Appreciate
Hi, Barb.
It.
Hi, Andrea. How are you?
Good. Thanks.
My question is, I am going on an escorted tour in Canada next month, and so most of the tour, of course, is prepaid, but and a lot of things you pay with your credit card. But is it necessary to take along some Canadian money for smaller things like tipping or, you know, small items like drinks or something like that?
I would suggest it, yes. When people come to the U.S., like if they were going to take a tour of the U.S. and they were from Europe or from Canada and they tried to pay us in foreign currency, we would look at them like they were crazy. And it would be very difficult for us to have to try and convert that. So most major banks will help order foreign currency for you. I know that like Associated Bank does it, Wells Fargo does it. Some of the smaller banks will order it from the larger banks. So that probably isn't a concern. And if you're going next month, you should have time to be able to get that. Otherwise, when you're in Canada, you can use like your bank card or your debit card at their ATMs and get local currency out as well. So I don't know that you have to bring a ton of it, but just having some just to get you through, like you said, if you're out at a restaurant and you want a tip or have a drink or, you know, whatever that may be, I think that would be really beneficial to have some of that as along as well.
Do you have a suggestion, a suggested amount, like Canadian dollars
I would say, yeah, somewhere between 100 and 200 is probably where I would start. And obviously if you run out, you can, you know, certainly again, go to one of those ATMs and take out some more. If you're on an escorted tour, you may also, know if your gratuities are already included?
Okay. All right. But you know, there's always little extras that come up when you're traveling.
Right. But check with your tour company too to see if your gratuities are already included, because if they're not, then you'll want to have even more to tip like your guide or your bus driver at the end of it. If they're already included, then you don't have to worry about having extra for that.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks
have so much
calling.
Fun, Barb.
Bye,
yep,
Mom.
Yep.
Have
Bye,
a good day.
Son. Bye.
The Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. Let's go to Lynn in West Dallas. Good morning, Lynn. What's your question?
My question is, I'm going to Budapest and Bucharest in October, and I'm looking for someone to help me get my global entry number. I've just struggled getting this online. I get to my password and they reject any password I put in there. So wondering if there's somewhere I can get this done.
So you already have your global entry and you're just looking for the number, or you haven't applied for your global entry yet?
No, I have not applied, because every time I try to apply online, it rejects my passport. So I can't go past that to apply.
Sure. I think you may run into, even if you could get the password to work, I think you may run into a timing issue if you're going in October. They are, global entry is months and months and months out at this point. You can start the process, but then to get the interview is very, very difficult. I had somebody, one of our advisors in our Sheboygan office, who applied, got accepted, and then she had to do the interview, and she was like 4 months out before she could find availability at either Milwaukee or Chicago. Some availability opens up as you look, so she pushed one out really far. The other thing that she ended up doing is that when she took a trip to Punta Cana, and then when she arrived back home in Chicago, she just completed her interview right there on the spot in Chicago. So if they're availability is there to do that, you can, but it's not going to help you actually get there. That would just, you know, help you at the end of it, obviously. So yeah, unfortunately I don't have any ideas of how to get a password to work. Is if there's a phone number that maybe you can call to see if they can kind of help walk you through that, that may be a good suggestion for you to do that. But I do think, yeah, getting in now and putting the application in is should not be an issue, but just getting that interview may pose a bit of a problem for you if you're already leaving in October.
Okay, so is there another, you know, we used to have a TSA. Would that number be better than nothing?
The TSA phone number?
No, the TSA, we used to have TSA, and it would get us on the plane easier, but we were told if we're going out of the country that the global entry was a better choice.
Right.
If we don't have global entry, what kind of issues are we going to run into?
Well, you shouldn't run into any issues. I don't have global entry, and I travel internationally all the time. Rose just got global entry like a year or two ago, and she travels all the time as well. So it's just, it's a faster, more expedited way to get through the customs and immigration process. So as long as you're, you know, when you're coming back home, as long as you have, if you're connecting in someplace like Chicago or Atlanta, as long as you have enough of a connection time to allow you to clear customs and immigration before getting on your next flight, I don't know that you're going to run into any sort of issues with that. It's just, like I said, it's just a quicker, expedited way to get you through that process.
But having a TSA is not going to be any more beneficial.
Right. That's just to get you through security when you're arriving at the airport. That's what the TSA would be. You know, I did find a Global Entry Enrollment Center phone number for you if you want to. Do you have time to write that down?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Okay. So that number is 414-486-7790.
Sorry, cut out there.
It's 414-486-7790.
Was it 416? You cut out every time it sounds.
414-486-7790.
All right, Lynn. Thank you for calling. Good luck.
You're welcome. Thanks, Lynn.
Nothing but issues with this global entry that I hear about. Anyway, our number is 855-616-1620. More of your calls and texts coming up next. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Andrea here for Rose Gray this week. We are talking travel and taking your calls. Continuing on with Jeff in Fond du Lac. Good morning, Jeff. What's your question?
Good morning. We recently returned from a wonderful trip to Alaska, but the air travel back and forth was a nightmare. When do you decide if that's just the reality of today or you need to maybe seek remuneration? A couple examples. We flew to Minneapolis to catch a flight straight to Alaska. That flight got canceled. We were rerouted to Seattle. When we got to Seattle, that flight out of Seattle to Anchorage was down for several hours due to some, not the weather itself, but some weather identification system that took them several hours to reboot and get going. And then on the way home, we flew from Vancouver to Victoria, and at midnight they canceled our flight because they had some mechanical issues and they had no mechanical staff in that small airport, so they had to wait till the next day, and we slept in the airport for a couple hours before we could get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and get a flight home. So I don't know if that's just life in travel these days or if it's something we should get remuneration for.
Well, that sounds like, I know the trip you said was great. That's never a great way to end your trip. So I'm sorry that that happened. It is, we are hearing things like that more and more, but it never makes it easier when somebody has to experience that. So first question, do you have travel insurance for this trip?
We did have, yes.
Okay. So if your travel insurance also covered your flights, like if the cost of your flights and who you were flying were also covered in that travel insurance policy, likely there could be some sort of compensation in there for trip interruption or flight delay. Lots of times those are built in coverages in travel guard or travel insurance policies. So I definitely would look into that first, to see if there's anything that you could take advantage of. I know that we had one of our advisors in the Sheboygan office was coming home from Huatuco a couple months ago, and they got it was supposed to be a nonstop flight. They got rerouted to St. Louis for like 3 hours, and she got like $300 back or something along those lines. So I know it's not huge, but definitely kind of helped. If travel insurance isn't going to provide you with anything, definitely checking like the specific airline policies to see what kind of... Each airline is different, but they may say, you know, like a interruption that counts for reimbursement has to be X amount of time canceled, that it has to be something that isn't, it's a force majeure or an act of God. So typically can't be weather related, but it could be mechanical related. So there's a lot of rules, a lot of hoops that you may have to jump through a little bit, but that based on what you're telling me, it sounds like there could potentially be some sort of compensation. And I do think the insurance would probably be your best bet. And that would be my first course of action.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Good luck.
Thanks for listening, Jeff. Have a good weekend. We do need to take one more break. Our final segment coming up, it is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane here with Andrea Pratarelli from Fox World Travel. It's 9:54, 84 degrees already on the way up to a high of 90, 92, heat index of about 100. So drink lots of water if you're outside. Stay in the shade if you can. It's going to be a hot one today. The AccuNet Mortgage Talking Text Line, 855-616-1620. We don't even have time for more calls and texts. We got to wrap it up. So let's talk a little bit about what you guys still have up online that people should be thinking about.
So we do still have several 2022 guided land tours that are available and several 2023 that I'm really excited about. We're already talking about 2024, if you can believe it. But wow. Again, lots of pent up demand and we know people are excited to get out there. So if traveling with Fox on one of our group vacations is something that you are interested in or just want to hear a little bit more about, on our website, foxworldtravel.com, under the travel tab, you will find Fox Group Vacations. We have all of our 2022 and 2023 options listed. They include Alaska. They include guided Europe land cruises. They include river cruises. They include some exotics that Rose and Colleen are taking out to Antarctica, South Africa, and Australia and New Zealand, which we have a little bit of time left before we have to give space back on that one. So we're really excited about all of the tours that we have available on there for you as well. Hawaii is on there, which we're really excited about too. Hawaii is very hot. So definitely check that out. You can view the trips. You can see all of the information, day-by-day itineraries that are listed on there. And I know we talked about this earlier in the show, but we are going to be having another virtual travel show that is taking place on August 31st that is going to focus on all things European river cruises. And we'll have a focus on our three that we have with our good partners at Avalon Waterways. We love Avalon. They have such a great product. They're in such cool itineraries and different destinations that we're really excited about. So to register for that, again, on our website, foxworldtravel.com, under the resources tab, you will see vacation, travel, shows, and events. At the very top, you can register for that event on August 31st from 6 to 7. You can also receive recordings of all of our past virtual events that we have. So we've done Disney and Exotics with Globus, which is another escorted tour company. company that we work with, we had a destination weddings show, Alaska. There's all sorts of cool ones on there that you can view those recordings as well if you've missed any of those. But to register for that one on August 31st, again, you can call us, go to the website, register right online to learn all things about the three that we have going out with Avalon in 2023, which is Legendary Danube in Prague, Burgundy in Provence, and then Amsterdam and Romantic Rhine.
That's foxworldtravel.com. Besides all these group travel vacations that we talk about, because that's fun and that's exciting, what else do you guys provide?
We do everything. We are a full-service travel agency. So if you are looking to do an all-inclusive warm weather trip, if you're looking to do a Europe trip, but you don't necessarily want to go with a group, you want to just do something on your own and completely customize it, we have so many very, very well-versed and knowledgeable travel advisors that have been to all parts of the world that we can get you in contact with to make sure that they are working with you to customize something that works for you, your time frame, your budget, your wants, everything that you want to hit on some of these big bucket list items. We want to help you create those fun memories and make sure that you have such a great experience.
You mentioned it briefly, destination weddings that you help plan.
Yes.
Business travel that you help, incentives for businesses, all kinds of things can be done with travel. So check them out. Always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you
for filling in for Rose. You always do a great job. They'll be back next week, 9 o'clock, the Fox World Travel Show every Saturday right here on WTMJ. I'm Dayton Kane. Have a good week. Coming up next, Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management with Money Talk after we check into the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Jasper Appleton.
The preceding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.